to, this is letter number 916. And this is dated the seventh day of the first Adar in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe begins with peace and blessings. And this letter is actually written in Yiddish. The Rebbe writes in Yiddish. And the Rebbe says, in response to your letter, and remember those days, most of the people were immigrants, most of the people spoke Yiddish, it was that was the common language, you know. We're talking about in 1950, so it was at that time, that was the so many people spoke that language. So the Rebbe says, to respond to your letter that you write, that's Monday, the portion of Mishpatim, and your Pidyon Nefesh, and the note that you sent for me. So the Rebbe says, one must be strong in the trust in Hashem. You must be very strong in your faith and trust in Hashem. Hashem leads the entire world without exception. And He will protect you, He will guard you, and He will protect you. And at the end of the day, He will bring you that you should settle well, both physically and spiritually. Maybe she was writing to the Rebbe that she's having a hard time and she can't settle, she can't find herself, whatever she wrote. I said she, I don't know, he, whoever. Apparently he wrote to the Rebbe that they were having a hard time. So the Rebbe says, you have to trust Hashem. In other places, we also read, the Rebbe wrote, sometimes if you trust Hashem, that becomes the vehicle to get Hashem's blessing. That alone, the trust in Hashem. But here, the Rebbe says, one must make good vessels in order to receive all these blessings. So say that Hashem wants to give you the blessing, but how are you going to receive those blessings? You have to make the proper vehicle, the proper vessel to receive the vehicle. And sometimes, not here, sometimes the example is brought down that the blessing of Hashem is like the rain that comes down. Now, the rain makes things grow, but then you have to plow the field and you have to prepare the ground so that the rain that comes down should really be absorbed so that it can produce the good growth, the good produce. So the same thing is with the blessing. If you get the blessing of Hashem, you still have to plow yourself, meaning you have to prepare yourself, you have to become a proper vehicle so that all the blessings will come. You will be able to absorb them. You will be able to, it won't run off, like the rain will run off, go elsewhere, but it should stay there. So what does the Rebbe say over here? What are the good vehicles to receive the blessings? That is Torah and mitzvot. If you study Torah and you do mitzvot, those are the vehicles for God's blessing. Especially, the Rebbe says like this, very specific. The Rebbe says to say Tehillim, to say the Psalms every day, as the Psalms has been divided for the days of the month, which means every day of the month you say a portion of the Psalms, so that when the month goes by you have the entire Psalms. So that means every day do one portion. And in addition, every day to study a portion of the Chumash, of the Torah portion, of the Sedra, together with the Rashi's commentary, which means Sunday you read from the beginning until Sheni, and on Monday you do from Sheni till Shlishi, and so on. And also, the Rebbe adds to the section, the portion of the Tanya. The Tanya is the book of the Alter Rebbe, as it has been divided by my father-in-law for the days of the year, so that it turns out that every day of the year you do a small portion, and then when you go through the year, you finish the entire book. Now the Rebbe asks a question to, why don't you mention anything about a shidduch, or about marriage? So the Rebbe adds that Hashem should help you, that very speedily you should be able to notify good news with blessings. Rabbi answered that. It's amazing to see also how the Rebbe, every person, how the Rebbe encourages every person to be strong in their trust in Hashem, but at the same time, the Rebbe says there is some expectation that you got to do something about it, and doing something about it means an improvement in one's Torah and Mitzvahs.